Well, good Monday morning, beloved. It is wonderful to share the beginning of another week with you. Today we're in Hosea chapter 6, verses 1 through chapter 7, verse 2. Again, God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So today the Lord expects fidelity, but the people's love for the Lord vanishes like early morning dew. The Lord's message is one of judgment and destruction because of the evil deeds of his people. Let's begin. The people say, "Let's return to the Lord. He has hurt us, but surely he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage our wounds, won't he? In 2 or 3 days he will revive us, and we will live in his presence. Let us try to know the Lord. He will come to us as surely as the day dawns, as surely as the spring rains fall on the earth." But the Lord says to Israel and Judah, "What am I going to do with you? Your love for me disappears as quickly as morning mist. It is like dew that vanishes early in the day. That is why I have sent my prophets to you with my message of judgment and destruction. What I want from you is plain and clear. I want your constant love, not your animal sacrifice. I would rather have my people know me than burn offerings to me." But as soon as they entered the land at Adam, they broke the covenant I made with them. Gilead is a city full of evil people and murderers. The priests are like a gang of robbers who wait in ambush for someone. Even on the road to the holy place at Shechem, they commit murder. And they do all of this evil deliberately. I have seen a horrible thing in Israel. My people have defiled themselves by worshiping idols. And as for you, people of Judah, I have set a time to punish you also for what you are doing. Whenever I want to heal my people Israel and make them prosperous again, all I can see is their wickedness and the evil they do. They cheat one another. They break into houses and steal. They rob people in the streets. It never enters their heads that I will remember all this evil. But their sins surround them. I cannot avoid seeing them. Today's key verse is Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, where the Lord says, "I want your constant love, not your animal sacrifices. I would rather have my people know me than burn offerings to me." And the people, they just keep on thinking that, oh, we can sin, we can cheat on the Lord, we can do all of these things, and when we're ready to come back to God, he'll be there waiting for us. And today the Lord reminds us, as he reminded the people of Israel, that boat has already sailed. And the time for that is over, and now it's time for punishment. And so let's pray. Dear God, you see deep into my heart, and you know my every thought. Cleanse me of any evil that is lurking within my heart and mind. Draw me close to you so that I may live in the presence of your everlasting love. Amen. Well, that brings our time today to an end. Join me tomorrow, where we will be in Hosea chapter 8, where Israel is condemned for their idol worship. Until then, you just keep praying. You keep trusting in God. You keep claiming those things that you have taken to the Lord in prayer, and you see, he will come through for you. He is true to his promises. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.